Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob G. Not Rob P, not Rob Parker. Rob Parker on vacation. Rob Guerra, the super producer, filling in for Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And Rob G, Boston really, you know, the Heat jumped all over the Celtics early, ran out to, I think, a 9-2 lead. But the Boston fought back and actually went up 25-24 heading into the second quarter. Jason Tatum coming out on fire. He's got 12 points already and also two assists. So he's carrying them, has hit 2 3-pointers. 4 of 6 from the floor. So this is going to be a really good, this is going to be a great series. Just a knockdown, drag out series. So,
yep, it's one uber talented team that's not always locked in versus a less talented team that is always locked in.
Yep, that's right.
So this is going to be a long series. Right. I can tell you that right now.
Yep. And I tell you what, as much respect as I have for the Heat, and I do think, I mean, I picked Boston and I'm sticking to it. And I feel good about Boston winning this series. The Heat can win it. Mm-hmm. And if they do, Rob, I don't think they can beat whoever comes out of the West. I think for the Lakers, I think it would be a lot like the bubble if they met the Lakers. And I think Denver, I just don't think they could deal with
just
Jokic.
The matchups, you mean?
Yeah.
The way they match up?
But yeah, just the size. I mean, the Lakers are a huge team. And just because of Jokic, Denver's big.
Right.
And I just, and he's smart. But LeBron obviously is smart. Like, I don't think it's a good matchup. Boston, I'll probably pick the West winner to win it. But Boston will certainly have a shot. They're not a huge team, but they do have two guys that play big in Horford and Williams. And, you know, they would give Jokic a lot of, you know, he would get his, of course, but they would be bothersome. And same for LeBron and AD. So, But, yeah, we'll see. I just think, though, for the NBA world, I know for me, I would rather see whoever emerges from the West versus Boston.
Yes.
You know, it just – to me, there will not – now, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but there will not be any drama and intrigue if it's whoever versus Miami. I'm sorry. Right. I just – I've underestimated them throughout this postseason. So, again, I could be proven wrong, but – I just, they don't do it for me. So we'll see. But Rob, somebody else who.
He doesn't do it for you.
I've been a fan.
He doesn't do it for you.
I've been a fan, but he ain't doing it for me right now. Because there's a report out of Philadelphia, Philly Inquirer, Keith Pompey, who was on the show, earlier this week?
Yep, on Monday.
And his report says that James Harden is likely to re-sign with the Houston Rockets as a free agent. Re-sign meaning, of course, because he was there before he went to Philly. Rob G, this makes sense for neither side. It's not just James Harden. James Harden is conceded. Him going to Houston, he's conceding. I don't care about winning a championship. I don't care. I want to go somewhere and ball. I want to hang out, have fun, live the life I want to live, and just, I guess, put up numbers. But at this stage of his career, it's the only thing left for him to do is win a championship. He ain't impressing nobody if he goes back there and averages 31 and 7 or 8 assists. And it's certainly not helping the Rockets because they want to develop their young guys. They don't need Harden taking all the shots. And for Houston, that's the thing for Houston. What are you thinking? I mean, look, Rob G, Chris Paul makes sense to me for the Rockets. Trade for Chris Paul. You want a veteran around your young players, a guy that can teach them to be professionals, can impart some knowledge and wisdom of the game onto them and won't take shots away from them, but rather will set them up with shots. Harden is an all-time great. He's not the greatest role model for these young players. And I ain't even talking about off the court. He's quit on two teams. He doesn't get it done in the biggest playoff moments. His style of play is, you know, it's incredibly impressive, but it's kind of one-on-one. Kind of. That's an understatement. So, Rob G, I don't like this. Don't like it one bit. I'm hoping it's not true and that he'll go somewhere and try to compete for championships.
You know what, Chris? Everything that you said is accurate. There was not a single lie told. I agree with everything that you said. And it's precisely why you owe James Harden an apology. Because you, Rob Parker, Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, J.J. Redick, Bill Ryder, pick your favorite.
The NBA world?
Pick your favorite sports media personality. I don't care who it is. Pick your favorite. Alex Teicher, Steve DeSager. Everybody is projecting their own values onto James Harden.
What?
Because we cannot comprehend the idea that a guy that talented, that a former MVP, is not driven by winning. And James Harden has shown us repeatedly that that's not what his top priority is. What he wants to do is whatever, I think in order, actually, be a star, which is probably the biggest reason why he left Oklahoma City to go to Houston. He wants to.
He can be. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He wants to make a lot of money so he can live a certain lifestyle, which is partly why he's photographed more hanging out with DaBaby than he is with any one of his teammates. And he wants to play, when he does play, a certain style of basketball that is not conducive to winning NBA championships. It's why he ate his way out of Houston. It's part of the reason why In my opinion, he forced his way out of Brooklyn because he thought that when he got to Daryl Morey, that Daryl Morey was going to do exactly what he did in Houston, where he said, we're going to build everything around James Harden so that James can be James, play a certain way, live a certain way. And that was exactly what he was going to do.
Did you think they were trading Embiid? I mean, really, they had to get Capella out of the way in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, he should have known he couldn't play that way with Joel Embiid there. And he seems to love Embiid. Brought him a Rolex.
He gave DaBaby like $100,000 in cash.
So you saying he don't love Embiid as much as he loves DaBaby?
Exactly. he wants.
But hold on, Rob G. I'm going to poke a few holes in your ridiculous claim that I need to apologize to James Harden. Didn't he leave Houston because he wanted to win?
Yeah, and then what did he do? He had an about face. Because as soon as he got.
No, because when he went to Brooklyn, he was playing well, from what I could see, trying to win. And then Kyrie decided he wasn't going to get vaccinated. He couldn't play, the season essentially. And Harden was like, yo, dude, I'm out of here. I'm trying to win. We can't win without Kyrie. I'm going somewhere we can win. That's how I read it. And I think that's what the truth was. He had to know, man, with Joel Embiid there and Doc Rivers not Mike D'Antoni, that he wasn't going to be able to dribble for 20 seconds and shoot threes all night.
James Harden is trying to correct, in his view, was a poor decision or two poor decisions.
Trying to win was a poor decision.
What James Harden values is being James Harden. He enjoys the nightlife. Remember,
they don't have nightlife in Philly.
He enjoys.
They don't have nightlife in L.A., Phoenix, any of these contending cities. They got nightlife. Houston isn't the livest city in the country. Might be live. I'm not saying it's not live, but the livest?
For what he likes.
Strip clubs.
Yes.
They don't have strip clubs all over the place.
They don't have your James Harden retired jersey at every strip club across the country.
If he were to play there and go there all the time, they would probably retire it too.
Look, James Harden is just not wired the way fans would prefer that he is.
Rob G. Your take is lunacy.
You've been around enough professional athletes, coaches, executives that you know there are a lot more professional athletes in NBA locker rooms specifically that don't actually love basketball. There are a lot of them.
I think he loves basketball.
I think he loves what comes along with it.
You don't think, look, that might be true, but his game, like, he seems to take his individual game incredibly seriously. In fact, if you want to argue that he gets tight in the big moments, that's a sign that you care. I'm not saying everybody that cares gets tight, but the reason you're getting tight is because, yeah, you're worried about what people are going to say if you fail, but you're also into it that you're a little tight. You're trying to win so badly.
Chris, if that was true, why would he want to go back to Houston?
No, I think he's trying to go back to Houston because he doesn't care about winning.
Exactly.
Here's the difference, Rob. This is sports. You know who doesn't care about winning? The guys that can't win.
James Harden.
When I was in high school, I was a star basketball player. I made all conference. I played in the city all-star game in Cleveland. We had a nice playoff run. I was a star. I cared about my numbers. I cared about my accolades. But when I got to college and I was, I started, but I was like a role player. You know what? As a role player that knew he wasn't going to be all conference, I didn't care about making all conference. I didn't care about my numbers because they wasn't nothing special. You know, I mean, seriously. That's who don't care about numbers. But you know what? Those guys do care about, like, the ones that can join, like a P.J. Tucker, who can't carry a team to wins, mm-hmm. who's not going to get a lot of individual awards. He wants to win, though. And he's going to places, where can I win? Where I can help a team,
yep.
and I can win. And I'm sorry. This is sports, Rob. What I am, do you golf?
Yes.
Yeah, we golfed together.
Yes, we did.
I'm horrible, and I'm better than you.
No, you're not.
So that's how bad you are.
No, not.
No, but I'm horrible. I am atrocious.
Yes.
You ain't got to say yes. I didn't ask for an amen corner.
You came in last in your own tournament.
You're not much. You're on my level. You might be better, but you're on the same level as me.
Okay.
But you know what? Every time I go golf.
You want to win.
I want to win, but you know what else I want to do? I want to keep score.
Uh-huh.
There is no way I would golf ever without keeping score. I'm like, why? Why? Even if I shoot 127, I want to keep score.
Right.
I want to compete. If you don't want to win, sports is about competition. I know it's about other things, exercise and team work and all the things you learn from the team, camaraderie and all that. But it is ultimately about competition. And if you are telling me I don't care about the competition, what are you saying? Is James Harden, Rob G, saying, I gave it a try. I went to Brooklyn for, I don't know, a year and a half. I went to Philly for a year and a half. So I tried for 3 years, and I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to playing meaningless games where I can drop 33 points.
He wants, quote, basketball freedom.
You ought to apologize to me.
Apologize to James Harden. Say, you know what, James?
Please.
I wasn't familiar with your game. I know that there's more to life than winning. Enjoy your millions. Enjoy the strip clubs. We'll catch you.
He can do all that and try to win. Rob G, I can't believe you. We might have to keep on this. We got some more Philadelphia stuff to talk to, but it's the Odd Couple. James Harden, Joel Embiid. We talking all of that. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it is the I Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Guerra. Rob G, he's in for Rob Parker, who's on vacation.
Never heard of him.
Rob G, you just, well, let me do my reads first. You got me out of sorts with that crazy nonsense. He's talking about everybody that wants James Harden to try to win a championship needs to apologize to him.
To that man.
He's being paid tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to do what?
To have fun.
When? Yeah. To have fun, really? When the fans turn out to go see him play, that's what they want to see, him have fun.
That's what he's here for.
Yeah, they don't want to see him win. Come on, man. All right, we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is beautiful. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Now, that wasn't the only outlandish Philly take you shared with me earlier. You got more. So let's just, if James Harden is out, and look, if I'm Philly, I want to do a sign and trade at the very least. Hopefully I can get something for James Harden. I don't want him back because I'm trying to win a championship. And even if he wants to win, he just, for whatever reason, doesn't get it done. Not even half the player he typically is in the big moments, in the game sixes and sevens. And so I don't really want him if I'm trying to win a championship. But if James Harden leaves Philadelphia, you have some cockamamie ideas about what Philadelphia should do.
It's not cockamamie. It's a great idea. Look, please, if James Harden leaves, I'm not saying I would shop Joel Embiid, but I would definitely see what I could get for him.
What isn't that shopping?
No, because I'm not openly.
If I go to the store, if I go to the mall tomorrow and look around, what am I doing?
You're browsing.
I'm shopping.
You're browsing.
So they should browse.
They should browse.
Joel Embiid.
Yes. Because it's going to get worse before it gets better for Philadelphia. If they lose James Harden, they have no cap space and no draft picks to replace him with. The Tyrese Maxey contract extension is coming.
Right.
So
can Tyrese Maxey be my number two?
He could be, but the problem is Joel Embiid has shown that he's a number two as well. The only
really?
Way you're going to win a championship in Philadelphia.
I think he's a number one, but his two needs to be a dog, like Jamal Murray or Kyrie Irving. Or, I mean, and I don't know.
I refuse to say a guy is a one if he's never been out of the second round. I just can't. Like that. Maybe we have different definitions, but I refuse
so
to.
So Dominique
that.
Wilkins wasn't a one.
He's not.
Stop it.
There are only 6 to 8 true number one players in the NBA at any one time.
No. Joel Embiid is a one.
I mean, if you want to get into the second round every year, sure. In that case, Julius Randle's a number one, too, if that's the game we're going to be playing.
No, because Randle, even though Embiid doesn't play as well in the playoffs, he plays better than Julius Randle. Randle really shrinks.
But they get to the same spot. They both advance the same distance.
What Embiid needs is a coach to make him maximize his game, which is sometimes take him down low, big fella. See, apparently, that's just difficult for NBA coaches to understand. But
especially
it ain't difficult for me to understand.
Right.
Doesn't Jokic take him down low, the big fella?
He does.
Yeah, he the best player in the world, arguably. So if it's good enough for him, then it's good enough for Embiid and so any other big man with that type of advantage. Not permanently, not all the time. But here and there.
Look,
so what do you expect to get? I'm not getting Giannis for him. I'm not getting Jokic for him.
Nope.
You just don't tell me you want to go young and start the process over again.
No, but you can. Okay. You can.
I was about to.
I really promise you, you can win a first round series with a collection. I'm not saying this is an actual trade, but with a collection of like RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson and picks or whatever. Like you can make the. You can get to the.
Who's
playoffs.
In a better position, the Knicks or the Sixers?
The Knicks.
Are you going really?
Yes.
The Knicks have because absolutely no
they have,
chance.
They have
right
flexibility
now
to
of
get
winning
better.
A championship.
How is Philly going to get better?
They're going well. One, their players are going to get better, and their coaching is going to get better. And here's the thing, and I get what you said about you know the no cap space, draft picks, all that, but you still, even if Harden leaves, you have Tyrese Maxey. I don't know if he can be a two. He's really good. Maybe, though, he's young, he's hungry. I think he can develop into at least a two. And then Tobias Harris can be a three. They don't run anything for Tobias, and he still gives you decent numbers. And he's one of the few that showed up in that game seven. And they got some good role players already. And here's the thing. I was talking to a super fan in Philly a couple days ago after they lost. And he was just despondent. He was crushed. And he was like, man, we the same place we were in 2011. We know better than we were in 2011 when they had Iguodala and Drew Holiday and they got to the second round and then tore it down and started the process. I said, man, please. You are much better off than you were then. You know why? Because you have a superstar. A superstar gives you hope. All these other teams that got as far as Philly but doesn't have a superstar, they just got far. But they don't have any hope. Yeah, the Knicks got a little flexibility, but until they use it and get a star, nobody's going to care. And they're not going to go any further. This league is about stars. They got one. Guess what Philadelphia would do, Rob G, if they did trade Joel Embiid for youngsters?
Try to find the next Joel Embiid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he ain't old.
You mean 30 this next season?
Look, and I don't know that this can happen. I would offer Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, who only has 1 year left on his deal.
Yep.
For Damian Lillard. The contracts match up. It works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do if I'm Philly.
That is the kind of move that Portland should do, by the way, if they can
right.
get picked for it.
Portland should do it. It makes sense for Portland. It makes sense for Philly. And I think Dame, as much as he wants to stay in Portland, I think he'd end up loving it. Because the kind of respect he wants, he's not happy with the respect he gets, even though he's a top 75 player. You're not getting that unless you win. Like, there's no individual thing he can do anymore. I don't care if he's averaged 38 next year. If he can't win a championship or at least get to a finals, he's not going to get the respect he really seems to want.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We are the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Hit it. I think our next guest has theme music. Oh, he doesn't. He will soon. All right. It's coming, Mark Medina. It's coming. He's our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Nobody does it better. Mark Medina. What's up, man?
Chris, I love the dramatic pause before the intro music, but next time I'll be ready.
Next
for
time.
It.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, first, before we get to the playoffs, Rob G and I were just talking, and, you know, you saw the report today about James Harden. Looks like he's going to Houston, or that's likely. It still doesn't make sense to me. From either side, Harden's or the Rockets, does it make sense to you on either side, this notion that Harden's going back?
It doesn't make sense other than James Harden likes the city of Houston for whatever personal reasons he might have. I'll leave it at that, right? And then, you know, I'm sure that he liked the roots and the family connections down there. You know, I know that his mom still lives there. But as far as, you know, the basketball fit, no, it wouldn't make any sense at all. I mean, there was a reason why he asked out in the first place, because they were going through a rebuilding stage. And I know that, you know, theoretically, they have more young players. They have more draft picks and a potential with having Ime Udoka as the head coach. But they're clearly not in a direction of having any chance to win an NBA championship. And the Sixers, they have a lot of flaws here. But, you know, the Sixers general manager, Daryl Morey, replaced Doc Rivers with hopes of finding a coach that can help them win an NBA championship.
Right.
And, look, out of fairness to James Harden, I've been told that it's not just about him, how he views Doc Rivers. I was told that it was, you know, kind of team-wide, that there was a feeling that Doc's offense wasn't up to snuff. But the reality is, I mean, James Harden's got own responsibility. Joel Embiid's got own responsibility, particularly for their Game 7 performances. So this idea that James wants to leave out, like, he's partly responsible why the Sixers underachieved in the first place. So, yeah, a lot of it doesn't make sense across the board.
And quickly, Rob G's going to jump in here. He's filling in for Rob Parker tonight. Ime Udoka was a defensive coach.
Yeah.
Too. You know what I mean? Like, is Harden want to sign up for that? I get it if his family, I don't know if his family issues or he just wants to be around his family, but he got enough money he can move his family where he's at.
Yeah, and to add this, look, the coaching search is fluid. I've been told that specifically with the Sixers, it's, you know, they're going to interview a lot of different people, but Mike D'Antoni is one of the candidates, and James Harden liked playing for Mike. Obviously, he has that history with, you know, overseeing a lot of productive offenses, and if that were to come to be, I mean, it's basically the Houston Rockets reunion in Philadelphia, because Daryl Morey's already there as the GM. James Harden's there. He's got P.J. Tucker, Daniel House, so... You know, just another example that from a basketball perspective, none of this makes sense. But you know what? Sometimes it's not about basketball, so we'll see what happens.
If Harden came in, would that mean they're trading Embiid? Because you know what I'm saying? I mean, not Harden, D'Antoni. Because he has no use for centers, whether it was Dwight Howard or Clint Capella. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that facetiously because I'm Sure, they wouldn't trade Embiid, but it doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well, I think here's where it could make sense. In fairness to Joel Embiid, he might be a plodding big guy, but he's also become a modern big guy with, you know, being able to pick and pop. I'm not going to say he's a three-point specialist, but he's spread the floor a little bit. And I think when you have James Harden running point, like, you know, that takes care of itself. So I think also Mike's evolved over the years. I mean, he's never going to subscribe to, oh, let's just dump in the post and let's get mid-range going, because he knows that threes will lead to a lot more points. But he has been of the belief of whatever you can do to spread the floor, get up and down the pace, improve the pace. And if that involves the occasional mid-range and the post-ups, he's not opposed to that. But I think with Joel, because of that chemistry that he had with Harden offensively, I don't think that this would be a sign they're trading Embiid. But I think to your earlier point, none of this makes sense for James Harden to want to leave Philadelphia when they're already doing things to try to placate not just him, but his other teammates to get in the right direction.
I want to get at least one question to you about the Lakers, but let me ask you this too about Victor Wembanyama. Because, you know, you heard Woj say some NBA executives think he could be the best prospect in American team sports history, that in his third year he could be the best offensive and defensive player. Are you hearing similar things like that? The glowing act? I know everybody loves him, but are you hearing the one, you know, comments to that degree?
Well, I've definitely generally have heard the comments that he's going to be a generational talent. He's going to have an instant impact. He's going to win championships, Hall of Fame resume, that from a basketball skills perspective, he doesn't have any weaknesses in his game. But I haven't heard that, even when you add those things up, that means he's going to have a better career than LeBron James or have a much bigger impact to start his career than LeBron. Look, it's hard to live up to LeBron James's expectations. Yeah. I mean, not only did he meet them or even surpass them, but there was no, I wouldn't say there wasn't a learning curve, because he certainly developed and grew and matured as a player, but his impact on the Cleveland Cavaliers was immediate. He was the franchise player. Where in Victor's case, I think there's an expectation he'll be a franchise player, but you know, there was one executive that told me specifically that they expect that the fact that he's thin and the lack of physicality and the more physical nature of the NBA, it'll take him probably up to year three to figure all those things out. And so when you look at that point alone, that means that he's already behind the eight ball with LeBron. But the encouraging thing is he's got everything as far as his skill set goes. He's about the right things. He loves the game. He's coachable. You know, one thing that I pressed back basketball evaluators on around the league was, you know, the fact that he's such a big and thin body, could that lead to injuries? And you never can fully know that, but their sense is he doesn't have a injury history, and they don't think that his body composition is going to lead to like what Zion Williamson has experienced. So there's a lot of encouraging things, but again, that's a high bar to then say, okay, he's going to have a bigger impact than LeBron.
Absolutely. All right, quickly, we got about 45 seconds. What's your take on the Nuggets-Lakers series?
Well, I think the Nuggets are clearly in firm control, up 2-0. I don't think the Lakers are necessarily out of it, but they got a lot of work to fuck them, because LeBron and AD haven't been playing their best game. You wonder if attrition's catching up to them, and while I certainly have confidence that they can win game three because they're 6-0 at home. Usually when there's urgency down 2-0, the team with the deficit brings it in game three, but I'm not optimistic that they can win the series. The Nuggets are just so good with Jokic, Murray, and a lot of depth, good coaching, that it just seems like they're firmly in control here.
All right. That's our man, Mark Funky Cole Medina. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Chris, right back at you, and I'll be ready for the intro music next time.
That's right. All right, man. Peace. All right. More iCouple coming your way. People jumping on me for saying Wembanyama. The expectations are sky high. Like, top 5, 6, 7, 8 players of all time. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. That was your Well, we got the progressive play of the day coming up. Here it is.
Struce gets it into Bam. Left baseline. Pause. Has a dribble. Now he does. Right hand dribble. Six on the shot clock. Gets to Struce a mile away from the line. He gets to it. He fires it in. He knocks it down. The man's loose. The man is Struce.
All right. Progressive Insurance is making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more, folks, at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Guerra. Rob G, the super producer, is filling in for Rob Parker.
Never heard of him.
We are wrapping up a three-hour show. Rob G, you know my take on Victor Wembanyama. A guy that
everybody knows that.
Everybody knows my take, right? Yeah. I am saying I haven't gone to France to watch him play. All right? I haven't sat down and interviewed the kid. I'm going off the film I've seen, videos, and what the scouts and the NBA talent evaluators are saying. And what they've said, according to Woj, is that he could be the greatest prospect in American team sports history, and that he could be the third best or the best player in the league offensively and defensively by his third year. And based on all that, and he's seeing him, you know, obviously it was G League, but was it G League stars he ran through last year, right? I've said with those type of accolades, I expect the career in the ballpark of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. If he's Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Hakeem Olajuwon even, he hasn't reached expectations. And that ain't, you know, oh, you putting that on the kid. First of all, it's big boy time now. Expectations are now a part of his professional life. All right? When LeBron James came in, they didn't sugarcoat it. He had commercials with Dr. J and everybody being witnesses to the chosen one before he even entered the league or his rookie year. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a 16-year-old. And how many guys were called the next Jordan? This ain't nothing new. Big Vic better get ready. The expectations are coming, and not just from little old Chris Broussard. And he wants it. He wants that smoke. I saw him talking to Brian Windhorst at the draft. What did he say? What was his last sentence he said? I want to win rings as soon as possible. He follows the NBA. He knows he's going to one of the worst teams in the NBA. I know he's in a great situation. It's a great organization. But right now, last year, they were one of the worst teams in the NBA and have been for the past 4 years. But he still said, I'm here to win. So he wants the smoke. So I'm giving him the smoke. If LeBron James, with all that hype, had just been Kevin Durant, two rings that he had to go to, as great as Durant is, but two rings he only got because when he went to a team that already had won a championship and a team that had won 73 games. And that's it. He'd have been a disappointment. Because he's supposed to be the next Jordan. If he was Anthony Davis, up and down, roller coaster ride during the playoffs, and LeBron would have been a disappointment. This is the hype, baby. Kareem, LeBron. I don't know who else is even hyped to the level that they were. Kareem, LeBron. Victor Wembanyama. So, yeah, I'm expecting him to deliver like that. Trae Young put out a meme, a Nick Young baffled meme based on what I said. Be baffled. But Vic wants the smoke, so here it is.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.